Greetings to everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm excited you are here. Welcome to Above with PFA. Today's our Friday enforcement prayer, and it delights me that you took the time to join and pray. We are here to pray and enforce every blessing, every promise God has said concerning your life, your family, your business. Everything that concerns you, we are here to stand our ground, take it by force. We are here to bring God in remembrance of His word. We are not here to criticize, to analyze, to be spectators, but to participate with all heaven has in store for you and I. So please take advantage of the presence of God that He has given you, the grace and the ability for you to step in and do well to pray. So we are here to enforce all the blessings, all the promise, every word of prophecy over your life and your destiny. You must seize it and take it by force. You must stand in prayer to say, Father, your word is yea and amen. It won't fall void to the ground. So that's what we've come to do here right now. So if you have put down your prayer point, if you haven't, I want you to take out time, write your prayer points. Those who have their prayer points already on the altar, I want you to lift up your voice with me and let's engage and speak to our Father, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. I want you to enter the access protocol, is to enter His gates with thanksgiving and come into His courts with praise. Begin to thank the Lord with me. Open your mouth and say, Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you because you are my Father. I give you all the praise right now for who you are. There is none to be compared to you. You are Jesus. You are Jireh. You are El Shaddai, who is like unto thee. I lift your name high above every other name, and I bow before your throne. I bow before the throne of my Maker. I bow before the throne of the Creator. I bow before the throne of my I am that I am. Blessed be your name, Jesus. There is none to be compared to you. No one is like you. Rakatabo Sande Katalia Dabai. No one is like you, Jesus. Rakabo Sande Katalabahai. I lift up my hands in total adoration to you. You are Jesus. Yes, Lord. You are the keeper of my life. Thank you, Father, for surrounding me just as the mountains surround Jerusalem. Thank you for calling me your own. You know my name. Ekabalande Kato. You know every thought in my mind. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for you are mindful of me. Thank you for loving me unconditionally. I thank you, Lord, because I can boldly come to you and I can ask you for anything. I can speak to you and you won't by no means cast me away. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me into your fold. I am grateful. I'm thankful to be part of those who have come into your presence. The psalmist says, I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. It is a house of bread. It is a house of abundance. It is a house of healing. Yes, you have come upon the mountain where you can ask God for anything. Begin to say, Father, today I am in your presence. Lord, touch me in a special way. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my God, answer my prayers today. Lord Jesus, give me laughter. I have been downcasted. I've been so troubled. Take away the yoke from my neck and my shoulder. Break it asunder for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Move, oh God, this impossibility that has been staring at me. Look at the problems I am in. I am in deep waters. I am battling. Oh God, enter, step in. Turn my story around. Shake, Lord Jesus. Bring me, Lord, answers. Bring down and level every mountain. In your presence have I come. Rakato Zilian Balan. I make my boast in you. My confidence is in you. You are Jesus. Yes, Lord. At the mention of the name Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Let me see right now my problems bow as I mention your name. Let every trouble delay. may Lord bow. Let every helplessness and hopelessness, let them bow right now in your presence, Lord. Rakata balande katalabai ende gadoza brakatabai ende katalaba ziga labo shande kabalai. Sickness bow right now. Reketekete, let every trouble bow in the name of Jesus. Every oppression of darkness, yes, bow now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, it is you I have come to seek. It is you I have come to seek. My Father, reveal yourself to me. Speak to me, oh God, in the language I will understand. Lord, let your word come expressly. Lakatalabai. Let there be light to my darkness. In the name of Jesus, guide me out of slippery and dark waters. Malikatalabai. Guide me, Lord, on the pathway of life. My Father, it is you, Lord, I need. Rabababai. Fill my cup, fill my vessel until I overflow. In the name of Jesus, make sure you are praying where you are. Rakatalabai. Speak to your Father. Don't keep your mouth silent. Don't keep shut. I am better because I'm in the presence of the Lord. I grow because I'm in the presence of the Lord. I stand secure because I'm in the presence of the Lord. He fights my enemies and bring them to a standstill because I'm in the presence of the Lord. He knows my name. He knows my case. The very hairs on my head, he has numbered them. I am engrafted in his hand. He will not pass me by. Make sure you are praying. He knows how many years you have been waiting. He knows the very essence of your life. Every detail of your life, God knows. The level you are in, the juncture of your life, the place you are standing. He knows your thoughts. He knows everything. Why not make it bare to him? Why not make it known to him? Why not say it clearly to him? Oh God, I have come. Show me your mercy, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, wipe my tears away. Fight my battle, God. Give me, Lord, a new name. Give me, Lord, a new garment. Change my story. Flip the pages of my life. Lord, give me, Lord, a good story. From now on, flip the page of my life. It has been sorrow upon sorrow, but flip the page of my life. It has been begging upon begging. I have done nothing meaningful with my life, but God, Lord, I cry out to you. Flip the page of my life. Rewrite my story. Rewrite my story. Set me loose, oh God. Pick me out from the others in my family, Lord, amongst my acquaintance and my colleague, Lord. Begin something brand new for me. Set me up ablaze. Cause me to triumph, Lord. My God, my Father, give me, Lord, my life partner. Bless my womb, Lord God, with my children. Increase me, Lord. Make me finish whatever I start. May I not continually love fail. May I not continually quit. Oh God, show up for me today. We are praying. Make sure you are speaking. Every desire, every worry, every fear, every confusion, whatever is hidden in your heart, make it bare known to God. In Jesus' name we are praying. I want to welcome you one more time to the prayer platform today. You see, one thing with God is that he will come to inhabit the praises of his people. He is a God that cannot praise himself. So that's why you and I are created, so we can give God praise. When praises go up, blessings are sure to come down. A principle in the Bible that you must learn to use always in your favor is the principle of God laced in sowing and reaping. The Bible says that whatever you sow, you will reap. However you sow, you will reap. You will reap 1,000, you will reap 100, you will reap 30 or 60 fold according to what you do. So when you engage heaven with the seed of prayer, you are sowing that into heaven and there will be a reaping thereof. Hallelujah. It says, when the clouds be full, it will give out its rain. Make sure you are filling your heavens, your cloud with rain of prayer, because it will pour back on you. So God will never go back on his principles. The law of sowing and reaping is a constant in the nature of man, in the natural and also in the supernatural. We see farmers, they sow in their seed and they wait for the harvest of crops. We see people also reap whatever they sow, whether it be good character or bad character, or they show kindness or wickedness. There's always a repay back time. There's always a reaping time. Spiritually, whatever you sow, you would reap. This law cannot be broken or changed or thwarted for anybody. It's a constant law. What am I saying in essence? Make sure that the seed of prayer, you are sowing it into the presence of God for you to have a harvest. That's why I will always encourage you to pray. Don't keep mute. Don't be a spectator. Don't come here to analyze or criticize. Else, don't come. But make sure that any opportunity you have to pray, you pray. Pray every volume of prayer. Pray all manners and kind of prayer. Pray for your family. Pray for your future. Pray for your present. Pray when you are overwhelmed. Pray when you are confused. Anything that troubles you, lay them, cast them at the feet of the Master. Hallelujah. The Bible says, pray in all season. Pray in all occasion. Pray always. Always. We are enjoined to pray. Pray always. Always pray. Seize the opportunity to pray. Every time you can pray, pray. When you feel like pray, when you don't feel like pray, the reason you cannot pray is a prayer point, so pray. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 says to us, another law is the law of asking. We must learn to engage God. Ask him. Ask and you will receive. Ask and you will receive. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. It is a law that is guaranteed to produce results. These are not man-made words. This is God-ordained divine laws. They are principles. When the person who does them to the latter, you will enjoy the benefit. So he says to us, ask and you will receive. Not it will be withheld. Not it will be refused. Ask and you will receive it. The principle says ask and you will receive. Not that you will ask and it will be withheld. Not that you will ask and it will be refused. It says search or seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. You who knocks. You who takes out the principle. You who engages and does. You will enjoy the benefit, the blessing. You will have the result thereof. Ask. So I am giving you the privilege today to ask your Father. Your prayer request, ask him. Open your mouth. Be so full of it and ask him. He says the answer is a receiving. You will receive. It will not be withheld. It will not be refused. Yes, someone is saying, I have been praying from altar to altar. I have engaged. If you know how many prayer platforms I'm on. The Bible did not say ask once or ask 10 times or ask 50 times and stop. It says ask and you will receive. Keep at the principle. Have you ever heard that when a farmer puts a seed into the ground, because he has gone to put a seed, there will be nothing. It will produce. Once the rain pours upon the seed, the crops thereof will sprout. They will spring forth. The principle for the farmer is to do what? Sow the seed. Sow it into the soil. The harvest thereof belongs to God. The water comes from God. The rain, you do your part. He says, do what? Ask. Leave the rest. Don't calculate for God. Don't analyze it for God. Don't know who and how he will bring it. Just do your part. Ask. Whether it's a foolscap sheet of requests, go ahead and ask. Whether there are 100 things, do not be afraid to ask of it. Hallelujah. Somebody now is saying, hey, you are finished. No, there are so many things to ask. Ask for things in your now. Ask for things in the future. Ask for things for your siblings, for your parents, for your brothers. Ask for things for your business. Ask for things. Ask. Keep on asking. Ask and you will receive. It will not be withheld or refused. Hallelujah. Seek it and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. The person who carries out this command, I emphasize, you will be the one that the door will be opened unto in the name of Jesus. Right now, above nation, I want you to lift up your prayer, request your concerns to the Lord in the name of Jesus and begin to ask, begin to seek, begin to knock. So the door will be opened, that you will receive. Receive it, you will find in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't get tired, don't doubt it. Makali branko to salabai. Don't discard it. I've heard it before. These principles will not change because of anything. Malika to la brande kataya. It is a divine principle guaranteed to produce results. Open your mouth and begin to ask for the welfare of your life. Ask for the family, ask for your children, ask for your marriage, ask for increase, ask for multiplication, ask for good health. Every request, make sure you are asking the Lord. He says you should ask and you will receive. It will not be withheld, neither will it be refused. I ask Lord Jesus for healing on this altar. I ask, oh God, for marital settlement. I ask Lord God Almighty for multiplication, financial breakthrough. I ask, oh God, for a deep dive into the spiritual. I ask, Lord, that fires will be ignited. Oh God, we have come to the God that answers. We have come to the God that gives. We have come to the God that produces the harvest. Oh God, we ask of you. Let every breakthrough not be withheld. Let every testimony not be refused. Lord, let the prophecies over the lives of men and women on this altar, Lord, let them come to pass. We ask, oh God, for the fulfillment of your word. Marakatalabai. Bring it to pass, Lord. Makatalabagatabai. Endalikatalabai. We ask, oh God, for long life. We ask for prosperity. We ask for vitality. We ask, oh God, for multiplication. Increase us, Lord. Makataladaya. We will not be slaves, Lord. We ask, Lord Jesus, for deliverance from occultic power, from demonic hold, from cages, from demonic habits. Let them break now. What are you asking God for? Makata bakataya leberekete ibambakato balandeka bareskete imbalakataya melegede begede melegede begede melegede begede laboroski laban megado shanda kataya ileberekete makato malagadaya lebaranda ilepeka. Ask and receive. Search, seek and find. Knock and the door will be open to you. To you who knocks at it. Malekete laba, rebenekatoba, elebenda dakataya dakataya. Every closed door, knock at it now. Masupranda kataya, melibran katalaba. Every level closed down on you. The next level shut down from you. Makatola barakataya, ende katalaba. Open your mouth and decree. Open your mouth and declare. Say, I arise and I go up into my next level. Masupra katalaba. I am due for marriage. Ambara katalaba. I am due for breakthrough. Mariske telebalaba. I enter embera kataya into my milk and honey. I enter now into my possession. I enter into my increase, into my inheritance. Open your mouth and pray. Rabande katola. You will not be stopped. You will not be stagnated. Everything in life that keeps you in the same spot, on the same place now, cry out and say, I move out of this level. I change my style. I change my level. I break out into new things. I enter into new place. Now my feet, no more being stuck. You are loose now. The prophecies and the promises of God over my life, I enter there. It becomes fulfilled now. My destiny, marakatalabai, who wake up from sleep, makatalabagadaba. My destiny now here, who wake up from sleep. sleep, arise and go up, arise and go up, Makatalabai, my children, arise and go up, my spouse, arise and go up, my business, arise now and go up, Makatalabagada, Elemberekete, Leborosilata, Engatalabagada, Elebegede Shaya, Masula Barande, Rekete Kata, Ende Katalaba, Ekapa Papa Papa, Rekete Keteha, receive now your word for more. He says you will receive what you ask. Receive it more, receive it much more. Receive your abundance, receive your healing, receive your husband, receive your wife. What is it you are asking? Makatola Banda, Eleberegede, Makatoba Katala, Ende Katalaba. Let there be a fulfillment of the promises, of the prophecies over my life in the name of Jesus. Whatever is working against me now, let it be scattered. Whatever is working against my marriage, let it be scattered. Whatever is working against my business, against my health, my career, oh God, let it be scattered in the name of Jesus. Makatolaba, melegete shinaba, I increase now. Makalegete on all sides. Malegete katalaba, I do well in life. I do well in my business. I do well in my marriage. I do well kabarenke talaba, in my career and in my education. Hey, my Father, my God, I ask, oh God, for the sound of the abundance of rain. I ask, Lord Jesus, for help us in kalinka talaba. I ask, Lord, for focus. I ask, Lord, for stability. Hey, Lord, I ask, Lord Jesus, establish me kabarande katalaba. Take me deeper. Increase me, oh God. Set me a place for you. I want to burn more for you. What are you asking for? Makatala bankataya. E katalaba. Seek and you will find. Makatola barakataya. Knock and the door be open unto you. Unto you. Unto you. Marande katala. I will keep encouraging you. I will keep telling you to pray. The days you feel like, the days you don't feel like, if you know how to, you don't know how to pray all manners and kinds of prayer in the name of Jesus. The Bible says to us in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, pray always and not give up. Pray always and not give up. Don't give up because you have been praying and you say no result. Don't give up because you have fasted and you feel things have not shifted. Don't give up because you have sown a seed for a thing and it has not changed. Don't give up. It is a law. It is a command. It says, pray always and not give up. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 21, verse 36 says, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Come on. Do you know that prayer is also an escape route? Prayer, continuous prayer, will make you to be accounted worthy. Hallelujah. Continuous prayer will help you escape whatever it is, whatever traps, whatever difficulty, whatever pitfalls, whatever darkness. Prayer. Hallelujah. Whatever is locking and attacking and ambushment, whatever it is, prayer would help you. Come on, it says pray, watch and pray, continuous prayer. I want you to say, Father, I will pray and I will continue in prayer. My prayer points will not stop. I will not keep my mouth shut. The prayer for more, the prayer for breakthrough, the prayer to go deeper with God, don't stop. It says pray, watch, watch therefore and pray always, that ye may be counted worthy. So prayer will count you worthy. Worthy to escape traps. Worthy to escape these things, as many as they are. These things you can't even mention. The depression, prayer will help you escape it. Prayer will help you escape the arrows, the darts, the unseen battles, whatever it is are raging against your prayer. He says, pray always, so you can be able to stand therefore before the Son of Man. Let it be that when we all go and meet our Creator in heaven, that he can say on your account, there was so much prayer. Hey! That in your account, there was so much prayer. You prayed about your sound mind. You prayed about your health. You prayed about your hair. You prayed about your feelings. You prayed about everything. There is so much prayer in your account. Then you escaped. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to open your mouth and begin to say, Father, I receive the garment of prayer and I continue in prayer. In the name of Jesus, I will arise and go up into Bethel. Lekato baraskatalabai. I pray and I pray. Rakato zambalandeya. That somebody will continue in prayer. That someone will arise and go to Bethel today. Open your mouth and don't settle for where you are. Don't settle for this level. It can change and it will change. This is our enforcement prayer. The place we come and enforce the blessings. We come and stand our ground. We come to say the prophecy over my destiny must come to pass. Every word must come to pass. This is where we come to say. We come to hold on to God and wrestle. I will not let you go until you bless me, until you change my name. In the place of prayer, in the place where Jacob encountered God, his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. My friend, I want you to pray. In this altar, I pray. I continue in prayer until I hold my testimony. Oh, parande katalabai. The season of your change has come. The season of your breakthrough is now. I pray through. I pray through her. Let all autism, whomever's child, hear me. I just saw it as a flash in the spirit. Somebody's child is autistic and it's a burden, it is a concern. Indeed, you have prayed. But God says, continue speaking life, speaking health, speaking vitality. That autistic child, hear me very clearly. And I decree the word of the Lord that autism over that child will come to an end. You will be amazed. I just saw it. That is your concern. That child is autistic. But God says, rebuke, reject, renounce, keep decreeing the word of life. Now I lend my voice to your voice. Autism right now by the power in the name of Jesus. You deaf and dumb spirit. You strange power. Hear me now. I cast you out of that child. I rebuke you out of that child. I call you out now. Lose this child and let her go in the name of Jesus. Maraskete labanda kataya ende kataba katabalai in Jesus' name. Come on, I want you to begin to pray. Every prophecy, every promise, stand your ground and say, I arise and I go up to Bethel, to the place of my abundance. The next level is for me. Makata labai. That promotion is for me. Legede begede. My inheritance, my honor, my laughter is on the other side. I carry my babies. Mazilian porosko tolabai. Makatala bakatayabai. I carry my babies. Rebende kato. Malegedegedegede. This is not my end. Makatala bakada. I arise in business. Ambaroko tolabakataya. I am not a joker. Neither am I a laughing stock. Makatola bai. Those who mocked at me, they will laugh with me. Makatala bai. My congratulations season is now. Oh, oh God, break it open. Maliga do shanda katalabai. Maraskete makata bakata bakatai. Prayer is a lifeline. Somebody hold on to it. Makata laborosh katalabai. Emparakatai. I stay praying faith and I won't give up. I pray through. I break out. I pray through and I comfort. Makata labangadai. I arise and I go up. Every hold of darkness, every foundational cause, makatola barankai, making me remain in the same place. I engage now in prayer. I break out of this level. I break out of sameness. I break out of backwardness. I break out of curses and I go up to my next level and I go up to my peace. I go up to my joy. My marriage will not end in divorce. My marriage will not end in shame. No, Lord, I cast out every strange hand. I scatter, Lord, every curse over my marriage in the name of Jesus. Now, oh God, makatola barankatai. Let there be sweetness in my home. Let there be sweetness for me and my spouse. Makatola barakatalabai. Oh God, mali
Bless us with the fruit of the womb. Mazule parakataya. Heal my husband. Increase his sperm. Every prostate cancer, whatever it is, the diagnosis of the doctors, whatever the medical reports are, whatever is stopping you, makatola barabaka. Right now, pray. Open that door to the next level. Bind the devil. Akatola katalaba. Ende gadosala. Rebendekete. Makatala bagada. I will not end in shame. Ma risketeleba. I will not end in failure. Magoko pola kaya. Ende gada. Ende beregede. Masula baraka. Egedegedege. Elegedegede. Ziprando koto. Makatala katai. Ende kato. Ele beregede. Makata bakata bakata. Ekete kete. Ikato jantala baha. In Jesus' name we are praying. You see, you cannot enjoy whatever God has for you if you do not arise and go up. You can't enjoy it. If you don't make up your mind to pray, if you don't make up your mind to ask, if you don't make up your mind to seek, if you don't make up your mind to knock, you may never enjoy all that God has for you. The blessings, the promise, they are there. So you need to say, I arise and I go up. Make up your mind. Where's your decision? Jump into it. Believe God. Hold on to it. Walk out of where you are. It's not suitable. Walk into what? Redesign it. Decree it. Declare it. And say, that is now my new state. I can't remain like this forever. Everyone is passing me by. Things are working out for those other people. And I'm moping. And I'm looking. Go back to school. Take up the job. Do something for yourself. Arise and walk. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 18, verse 3 and 4. The Bible says that Joshua said to the sons of Israel, how long will you put off entry into your possession? How long will you put it off? It's not an impossible task for you to build. It's not impossible for you to travel. It's not impossible to have any blessing. No. He said to them, the sons of Israel, how long? God is still saying, how long? How long will you put off entry into your possession? How long will you say, next year I'll start, next year, don't worry, next week, this and that? How long will you put it off? Everything anybody must do, you must seize it and take it by force. Greatness don't just happen. You must stand up and take it by force. That's why this enforcement prayer, your blessings are there. Somebody is carrying 20 years of prophecy yet to be accomplished on your head. It's still hanging over your head. When are you going to wear the garment upon you? The garment, the honor. When are you going to wear your crown of glory? When are you going to step out? We are here so we can engineer and bring to pass all that God is saying to come to pass in our lives. This prayer platform is not for me to come and show that I can pray. No, we are here because every one of us have to arise. We need to stand and come up above to the place where God has originally designed for you. Don't joke with it. Pray. Keep praying. It is a law. It's a principle in the Bible. Don't be a spectator. Don't come here and analyze Pastor Faith. You only waste your time. Pray your way out. Learn to pray and use it and engage the heavens over your destiny. Hallelujah. You can't enjoy what God has for you if you don't arise and go up. It's in the Bible. God says, let them go. Let them arise and let them go into Bethel. Go. Arise. Stand up. What is it that is holding you back? Spiritual junk, break it. Remove it. You need to step out. You step out in faith. Take the bull by the horn. Hallelujah. So he says to them, Joshua said to the children of Israel, how long will you put off? How long will you put off entry into taking your possession? Taking possession of the land which the Lord, thy God of the fathers, has given you. It has been given to you. How long will you put it off? Verse 4 now says, provide for yourself 3 men each tribe so that they may send them and that they may arise and walk through the land. So you must arise and walk through your land. Write the description of it. What is my next step? What's my marriage going to look like? What are my children going to look like? It says, arise and walk through the land and write the description of it. according to their inheritance, according to their promise, according to what God has shown you, then you shall return to me. Then we will take over this place. Stand up and walk through. Write out. Step out. Write what it is. What God has called your next level. What the inheritance is. How long will you put it off? He told them, arise and walk through the land. Arise and walk through the land. Write the description of what it is and come on and let's go take it up. Hallelujah. This is a word for someone. I just want you to know. God wants you to enter your next big phase. God wants you to settle in marriage. God wants you to do well in life, in your business, in your career. God doesn't want your life to look like a joke. That's not the design of God. So he's asking, how long will you put it off? How long will you put off this? It's not just an idea. Someone is not just saying it to flatter you or to give you a good mood. No. This is your possession. It is a land I've already designed for you. The next place is a beautiful place. How long will you put it off? How long will you put off entry into your possession? How long? Arise and walk through the land. Write your description. Come on. We are about to take over in the name of Jesus. I don't know if somebody's hearing me and I don't know if you love what I'm saying to you. God says, I've already designed for you a land flowing with milk and honey. I've already put a place for you called Bethel, a place where I'm going to change your story and change your destiny. This place, I'm going to change your name from failure to become someone who's successful. It is a place where the name changes, your game changes, everything about your life comes to look like what I've already designed for you. The prophecies is not for you to keep in the book. The prophecy is not for you to keep buried. It is meant to become your reality. How long will you put it off? Hallelujah. Somebody open your mouth and say, I arise and I go into Bethel in the name of Jesus. I arise and I walk out of where I am into the place God has originally designed for me. Yes, in the name of Jesus. I don't care to know how long it has been you have been praying, but you must stand until you enter your Bethel, until you see your next level bust out upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Makatalabai, I will not die on marriage. This womb will bear their own fruit. I will bring forth my own children. In the name of Jesus, my business will not be a thing of eyesore. My life will not be Ichabod. Things will not be difficult and hard for me. I have no business with darkness. I come out completely from curses and enchantment. Every power holding me down, foundational problems, I break out now. This life, I must fulfill my destiny. I enter into my possession. I will not put it off. I arise now and I walk into. I walk into my milk and honey. I walk into my next level. I walk into my marriage. I walk into my possession. I arise. The decision you two must make it. Take steps where you are. Malika Talabai, prophetically, take steps and say, every step I'm taking now, every step I'm making now, I am arising and I'm going into my next phase. Makatolabai, the decision to go to school, it is a decision for your next phase. Marakatalabai, Ekabarankatalabai, and Ekatolabai, Regedebegede, I arise and I walk, Ekabarankatalabai, through the land into my next level, Makotolabai, into my marriage, Masimbrankotolabai. The decision is for your next level. Come on, arise and take it. Arise and make it. Makotolabarakataya. I won't put it off. My possession is looking at me. My next level is looking at me. My good news is looking at me. My inheritance is looking at me. My business is looking at me. Makatalabokotolabai. Regedebegede. Now I arise and I walk into my possession. I arise and I walk into my inheritance. Hey God, Magadala Katalabo, Eleberenge de Kataya, Ekabala, write that business proposal. Ekatalabo Sakataya, go and bid for the contract. Ekatalaba, push yourself, do something bigger, something much more. Ekatalabagadaya, get busy with your hands. Rakatolaba Katalaba, and Ekatalaba, make up your mind, my business will not fail. I go back and learn, I go back and apply the strategies for a successful business. I set myself to training, whatever it is, I must arise and walk into Bethel. Leketo balakataya. What I have to do, I do it. Makatalaba, you want peace in your home? Ikaborokoto. It is time to learn the basics of marriage. Whatever it is you need to do to enter Bethel, it is already designed for you. Lekete katalabo. Rekete katalaba. Whatever it is that is peculiar to you, every cry, every request, whatever it is, God says, I have come to give you answers. I have come so you can receive now. Ekalanda katalaba. Do what you need to do by prayer. Continue in prayer. Let the Lord open your eyes. What you are seeking, you will find. Ekabaranka talaba. The door you are knocking on will be open. Ekatalaba. Spiritual doors will be open. Physical doors will be open. Marital doors will be open. Whatever kind of door. Legedebe nakataya. Knock at it. Makotola kataya. Knock at it. Rande kato. Ivelanda katalabara kataya. In Jesus' name we are praying. You see, the Bible says to us, we should ask, we should seek, we should knock, arise and go. Everything of positivity lies in the Bible. Everything that seems impossible with man but with God is possible. It's all in the Bible. Our lives are not to be looking like a horror movie. We are not meant to be looking less than what God is saying. And it comes by you taking up the task. It comes by you coming into agreement. It comes by your participation. It comes by you believing. It comes by your faith being stirred. Then these things will become actualized in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 9 verse 2. That they brought Jesus, a man who was sick of palsy, lying on the bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sin has been forgiven thee. Then he went on to say, then said to the sick of palsy, arise, take up thy bed. Arise, take up thy bed. You must arise and take up your own bed. Take up thy bed. So your participation is key. Your agreement with God, with all these words of blessing, with all this is key. You can't just sit down and say, hey, am I well until it happened? Let it be done like that. No. Arise, take up thy bed and go into thy house. So you must participate. You must engage. You must enforce. You must arise and walk into your Bethel. You must do your part. Hallelujah. So Jesus saw the sick. He saw his faith. And Jesus spoke to him and he did. The man responded. He told him, arise and take. That was the command for the blessing. That was the healing. That was his breakthrough. That was what he needed. And he took up his bed. Hallelujah. He took up his bed. So Jesus has come for the sick. Jesus has come for the wounded. Jesus has come for the one who has nothing, who is living from hand to mouth. Jesus has come for the single parent here. And he's saying to you, arise and take up your bed and go. Go into thy house. Go into Bethel. Stand up and do something. You can't enjoy the blessing by doing nothing. Above, as you are here, came to pass by me being dogged and rugged to stand up and do it. The prophecy is hanging there. Who is standing up? He said, how long will you put it off? How long will you put it off? How long will you put entering into your possession? So arise, take up your bed. Hallelujah. Arise, take up that prophecy. Take it up. Walk in. Stand up. Do your part. Go into Bethel in the name of Jesus. Somebody open your mouth and say, Father, I arise and I walk. I take up my task. I take up my bed. I do that which I need to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every invisible chain, let every fog in the mind, let every fear be broken, be scattered now. Whatever will make you stay down, whatever will keep you from achieving, Now we come against it in the name of Jesus. I bind it. I scatter it in the name of Jesus. Every feeling of hopelessness, of weakness, or feeling inadequate, lakatola barabai, whatever will stop you from entering into your next level, every stranger in your body as sickness, whatever the enemy has brought as a stop for you, now I decree and I declare you will not be stopped in the name of Jesus. You arise and go up. You arise and walk. You arise and take up your bed and go into your house, into your milk and honey, into your blessing, into your possession, go into marriage, go into fight, into famine, whatever business, whatever venture. Now we say, Makatolabai, come on, open your mouth and say, I arise and I go up into Bethel. I arise and I walk. I arise and take up my bed. Makotola barakataya. Ende katali bronkoto silia bai. Embende gadosa. Melegedebe. Out of depression arise. Melegodo singa barakataya. Passionlessness. Arise into passion. Ekatala bakataya. Wipe your tears, sister. That tears, that crying is enough. Your life is not ending here. Makotola bai. Don't end your life. Leborokoto. Labaragadaya. Eparo bakataya. Make progress. Hakabarinke tekataya. Say arise. I arise. I arise. Ekatola bai. See, somebody has to say, I arise into making 6 figures. I arise into making 7 figures. I arise into abundance. It's a decision. Don't put a label on yourself and don't let anybody put a label on you. God has already said to you, there's a land I've prepared for you. There's a next level I have for you. It is your choice to take it up. It is your choice to enter it. Whether somebody hurt you, whether they left you, whether they betrayed you, whether you were abandoned, whether you could not finish school, whatever it is, yes, I know there are realities. They happened to you, they hurt you, they stopped you, they did this and that, but that's not the end of your life. God says, arise and go into Bethel. Arise and walk. Arise and take up your bed. You must participate. You must come into agreement with the Lord. You must say, yes, Lord, I choose to arise and go up in the name of Jesus. He knows your level. He knows you are tired. He knows what you have done. But he's saying to you, I've given you capacity for much more. I have come to help you on this journey. This will not be your end. Don't give up on love. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up where you are. Open your eyes, because there's another way to do the business. God is about to open you into it now in the name of Jesus. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Ask and the door will be open. Knock and the door will be open. Now in the name of Jesus, as long as you have chosen to arise and go up, everything you need to be a success is coming to you now in the name of Jesus. Everything you need to explode with is coming to you now. You are making progress. You are making progress in the name of Jesus. Your status will change. Your tears will be over now in the name of Jesus. The days of contempt are over. The days of laughter, of mockery, they are over. God will make you sought after. God will make you important. God will make you a solution. Cry out and say, I make up my mind to arise and go. I lose myself now. I break off the chains. My blessing will not be denied. The prophecies over my life, I fight the good fight of faith with them. Now be activated. Now become mobile. Now take a move. Now take a step. Now take a flight in destiny. Oh Lord, makatali galambarekete kadai oleka barinka tosilia dabai rebenega da zimbranka talabai eleberegede begede. Please make sure you are praying. Rakato balande katalabai. I arise from the ashes. I arise from pitfalls. I arise now from the prison. They say women in your bloodline cannot go fast past a certain age. past a certain job, past a certain business, but break out and say, the very top is for me. Makatala bagada 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 ba. Eka barakatala bagada ba. Eka toba rasketele ba. The bad news and the bad story in my family will not catch up with me. I am blown. Eka borokoto with a new law. Makatala bagada bo shata. Embe lakata ya ba. Ende koto kata kata. Imba rombe katala ba. Ileberegede. Ileberegede. Abaranka talaba. No regrets in my life no more. Masekete katala ba. In my lagado bashande katala ba. I'm no longer going to be basic. Marikete katala ba. Lagadaya. I arise, I arise, I arise. Makatala ba. I am fueled. Makatola ba. I am oiled up. Rekete kataya. I am empowered, ignited. Lasuka paranka. Strengthened. Lebero sikatala ba. In Jesus' name we are praying. You see, it will be like an oxymoron to have a garment and you keep patching it and you say, oh, today I will continue, I'll patch and I patch and I patch and I patch again and I'll keep patching. No, God is saying, do away with the old garments, yes, and put on a new garment. I want you to know that God wants you to put up a new garment. No more ripping apart. No more stopping halfway. It is time for you to make up your mind and put up a new garment. Put up a new lifestyle. How long will you keep looking? How long will you keep staying in a place? How long will you feel incapacitated? Will you feel inactive and immobile? How long? If you patch your garments with something, it will tear and rip again. Don't keep patching life. Make up your mind, put up a new garment, a better, a long-lasting garment, a godly decision. Make up your mind, take that focus, build that empire, do something, because you will enjoy the blessing from above. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to cry out one more time to the Lord before we end our broadcast and say, Father, I make up my mind to go up. I put on a new garment. I start a new life. I start a new thing in the name of Jesus. This time it is better. It is long lasting. It is a godly decision. I put my face as a flint. I put my focus, Lord. It will not be broken. In the name of Jesus, I walk out of poverty. I walk out of failure. I walk out of crisis. I walk out of failure. I walk out of begging and hand-me-downs. I will not be the one dependent on my brothers, my sibling, on a man, on a woman. Lord God Almighty, my life is not built for that. Lord, let everything, you have called my possession, my inheritance, every promise, every blessing, now be activated. I come into it, Lord. No more patch. I enter wholeness. I arise and take off my bed and my mat and I walk. Yes, Lord Jesus, I arise and I walk out of darkness. Into light, I arise and I walk out of darkness into light. I walk into Bethel, into the promise, into my possession, into my marriage. This is my decision. This is now going to be my reality. My Father, my God, I enter the balanced life. I enter my purpose and vision. I align to destiny. I align to destiny. Rakatabolokoto makata labanga teliato ba rembem bababai. I align to purpose. I align to destiny. I align to my assignment, to my responsibility. Yes, Lord, I must be well and balanced. I must have a healthy, balanced, wealthy lifestyle. It must be easy for me. I must be blessed. I carry rest. I enter my rest. Makotolabai on all sides. I arise and I go. I arise and I go up. I arise and I walk. In Jesus' name we are praying. If you've been following this prayer for this week, you will understand that God was saying to Jacob to arise and go up so he can align. He should arise and go up so he can enter back into his purpose, into the vision, into his assignment and his responsibility. Enter into what God has designed for him. He should arise and enter into wellness, a balanced life. A place where his life is beautiful, where there's ease, where there's rest on all sides. And that's the same God is saying. When Jacob took that decision, his name changed.
His story changed. His family changed from Jacob to Israel. Hallelujah. To the place where he became abundant. He became having much more. That was what God wanted for him from get-go. And God had to wake him and say, hey, remove the idols. Change your decision. Step out from the old. He says to him, put off the old garment. And Jacob did. He called his family. See where we are. We are struggling, but we can enter a place of abundance. And Jacob removed the idols, the darkness, changed his garment, and he aligned his ways. He proposed himself. He entered back into his vision. He entered into the promise. He took it up. And he enjoyed the blessings thereof. I want you right now, before we end this broadcast, this is the week of this, and I just want us to press on it. We have prayed from Tuesday. We prayed on the midnight, this day being our enforcement prayer. Say, Father, this is my decision. I align. I enter into my purpose. I enter into my destiny. I take up my responsibility. I enjoy from now on the blessing, the ease all around in the name of Jesus. I enter into a life of blessing, of breakthrough, of wellness, of balance in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, I arise and I go up. I arise and I walk. I arise and I take up my bed and I go into my house. Hey, in the name of Jesus, the next place is looking at you. That vision is staring at you. That assignment is staring at you. That responsibility is looking at you. Make up your mind. As I leave this all, I will not put it off. I will not put it off. I take my possession and I enter now. My good news awaits me. My congratulations is on the other side. No more darkness, no more failure, no more sickness. I come up from ungodliness, every idol worship. I wash myself. My lifestyle must change. I'm starting afresh with God. I build now a godly altar. I change my garment. I am powered by God. I am empowered by God. I am strengthened by God. I know what to do, and I do it well, with the support of God, with the covering of God, with the blessing of God. He will bless now your bread and your water. He will bless now your land, cause it to increase it in the name of Jesus. Every seed of prayer on the altar, there will be an increase now in the name of Jesus. There will be a harvest now in the name of Jesus. It will be pressed down, shaken together, and it running over harvest. Your life will be glad. Your life will be blessed. Men and women that see you will know something different has happened. You are a go-getter and you get it. You have increase on all sides in the name of Jesus. Now become that woman of greatness, that woman of valor, that virtuous wife. Now become greater. Carry your success. Carry your good news in the name of Jesus. Go and accomplish. Go in this your might and do exploits for God. No more failure for you. No more stagnation for you. No more lying down. No more kneeling down. No more helplessness in the name of Jesus. Your level has changed now in the name of Jesus. Your story has changed now. Your pages have been flipped in the name of Jesus. Arise and go up to Bethel in the name of Jesus. Arise and go up in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth one more time and say, I faith, I mention your name. I arise and I go up in the name of Jesus. Above nation, you arise and you go up in the name of Jesus. Go up into your limelight. Go up into your destiny. Go up into marriage. Go up into possession. Empelanto silampa rande katala embelege de zila bababa rebende koto labanda ende zilanto kataya. Go up into wellness.
fullness. Go up into a relaxation. Go up into your rest. In Jesus' name we are praying. I know God is lifting you. No devil will hold you bound. In the name of Jesus, he has lifted you now. Every chain and every hold be broken off your life now. In the name of Jesus, you are lifted out of the sick bed. You are lifted out of shame and poverty. You are walking now majestically into your land, into your inheritance and your abundance. In the name of Jesus, yes, your eyes are clear. You see well. In the mighty name of Jesus, your hands are free. Your legs are moving. Your story has changed. Good news is your portion. Yes, your business scale up. Your marriage enter its rest. Carry your children. Children, carry your baby, and I decree and I declare, you arise and you go up into good news now. In Jesus' name, you arise and you go up into your possession now, into Bethel. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree it, I declare it. Your garment has changed now. In Baranka Talabai, make progress in the name of Jesus. Become successful. Every sleeping giant, arise from your sleep and slumber. Arise and go up now. No more regret. No more failure. In the name of Jesus, your next place is now. Your abundance is now. Your glory is now. Your power is now. Your fruitfulness is now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pronounce you blessed. In Jesus' name, I pronounce you blessed. In Jesus' name, nothing whatsoever will stop your praise. Nothing whatsoever will stop your income. Increase. Nothing whatsoever will uproot you. You will not be stagnated. In Jesus' name, go now up into Bethel. Arise and walk. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I decree and I declare, you are returning with testimony. I decree and I declare that you will say, when I finish this week of prayer, my story changed. I entered into new places. I took up the task. My story changed. My results changed. My business changed. My family changed. Yes, I changed in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Now receive your testimony. Carry your miracle. Carry your congratulations. It is done for you, your household, your business, and all that concerns you in Jesus' name. This seed you have sown, you will reap. You will reap a good seed. You will reap 100. You will reap in abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. Every request the Lord has answered in the name of Jesus, you will receive it now in the name of Jesus. Everything you have searched for, you will find. Every door you have knocked on right now in prayer, the door be open unto you now. You will carry your testimony in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Hallelujah. I want you to shout to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I say a big congratulations to everyone. Please go back to this week's prayer from Tuesday to Wednesday to today and engage heaven. Keep on saying, I arise and I go up. I arise and I come out. I arise and I walk. I arise and I take over in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be for you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Thank you for joining in today's broadcast. The Lord bless you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, your testimony comes in a hurry. It comes right now for you in Jesus' name. You have not wasted your time in prayer. Don't doubt it for 1 minute, because you will receive answers thereof in Jesus' name. Thank you one more time. I love you from the depth of my heart. And I know the Lord has turned things in your favor and is working out for you in Jesus' name. Please do well to look on the platform. Every information, do well to participate. Give us back your feedback. If this place has been a blessing to you, let us know. I have been tremendously blessed. I am growing in leaps and bounds. I can't even explain how
how fast I'm growing. Let's hear your feedback in the name of Jesus. Yes, and we have a program. We are coming up in October. If you are in town, if you have friends in town, loved ones in town, do well to tell them. October, we are getting ready for a prayer conference. And I don't want you to be found missing in the name of Jesus. Those who are on ground in Abuja, please communicate with the admin. Be part of the team for organizing. Be part of the team for volunteering. Be part of the team to support in the name of Jesus. And I know we will never regret it in our lives. As we have given to God, God will pour out back on us in Jesus' name. Thank you very much. Do have a beautiful rest of the day and have a powerful, lovely weekend. Rest, eat, enjoy yourself with your loved ones in Jesus' name. And we'll see you next week, bright and early. It's another chapter of us entering into the presence of God. And I can't wait for what God is going to do for us next week. Bye-bye for now. Thank you very much.